Welcome to the Will of God in the Life and the Writings of the Servant of God, Luisa Picarreta. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, O Divine Will, to breathe in my breathing, to palpitate in my heart, to circulate in my blood. May every act done in the Divine Will be for the praise and glory of God, for the salvation of all souls, from Adam to the last, and for the Divine Will to descend upon earth, and to reign on earth as it reigns in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mary, Queen of the Kingdom of the Divine Will, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome again to our program. Today we will continue with the Book of Heaven, and today we're going to begin a new book, volume 23 of the Book of Heaven. This passage comes from September 17, 1927, and the title is "The Pains Are Like Iron Beaten by the Hammer, which emits sparks." The difference between the cross of the humanity of our Lord and that of the Divine Will, and how the Divine Will has its incessant act. Luisa Picarreta writes the following in this book: "My Jesus, life of my poor heart, come to sustain my weakness. I am still a little child, and I feel the extreme need for you to keep me in your arms, to guide my hand while I write, to feed me the words, to give me your thoughts, your light, your love, and your very will. And if you do not do it, I will remain here like a little girl, doing nothing. If you love me so much to make your holy will known, you will be the first in the sacrifice. I will be in the secondary order. Therefore, my love, transform me into yourself. Take away from me everything that is not yours, and I will continue to fulfill your holy will, even at the cost of my life." As Luisa Picarreta begins writing this volume of the Book of Heaven, she asks the Lord Jesus, our Lord Jesus, to assist her, to give her light and knowledge, to help her write, and to remove from her everything that does not belong to him. There is a beautiful phrase here that she says, "Transform me into yourself, to live in the gift, to live this gift of the Divine Will, to be able to live in the Divine Will, is to be transformed into another Jesus through this gift that our Lord Jesus has given us, through the Servant of God, Luisa Picarreta. He wants us to be transformed into other Jesus, to become another Jesus, by every single act." Luisa Picarreta continues, and she says, "So continuing in my abandonment in the Divine Will, I felt myself in the nightmare of the pains. And my beloved Jesus told me, my daughter, the pain is like the iron. As the iron is beaten by the hammer, and it emits sparks of light and becomes red, red hot, to the point of being transformed into fire. And under the blows it receives, it loses its hardness, it softens in such a way that one can give it the shape one wants. Such is the soul under the blows of pain. She loses hardness. She sparkles with light. She is transformed into my love and becomes fire. And I, divine artificer, finding her soft, give her the shape I want. Oh, how I delight in making her beautiful. I am a most jealous artificer, and I want the boast that no one can and knows how to make my statues, my vases, both in their form and in their beauty, and even more in their fairness and in the light that sprinkling covers them all into truth. So for each blow I give her, I prepare a truth to be manifested. Because each blow is a spark that the soul emits from herself. And I do not lose them as does the smith in beating the iron. But I use them to invest those sparks of light with surprising truth. Such as to serve the soul as the most beautiful clothing and to administer to her the nourishment of divine life. This image that our Lord Jesus is giving us through this writing, it allows us to see how the pain that we suffer, the things that we go through in life, they shape us in the way God wants. God uses all these circumstances that we go through in life, all the pain, all the suffering, to shape our soul. And as he tells us in this passage, he gives us the shape, the beauty, the form that he wants us to have. He gives us firmness. He covers us with truth. And when we go through different circumstances in life, pain, suffering, sorrow, physical pain, physical illness, the divine artificer, the divine master, he's shaping us through that suffering. And as he gives us the image here, it tells us that the soul is transformed under the blast of pain, so that the soul may acquire the shape God wants. That's why, my brothers and sisters, it's very important to persevere in prayer. It's very important to offer up our suffering. And I'm not saying to go around looking for suffering, but when circumstances arrive, we have to offer our suffering to the Lord. Whether it is physical pain or sorrow, we have to offer that to the Lord. And the Lord tells us He will manifest. He will manifest His truth. He will invest us with His truth. Do you know that every time we offer our suffering for the souls in purgatory, they benefit? Every time that we offer up our suffering to repair for the offenses done to our Lord, this suffering that we go through in life acquires new meaning. Redemptive suffering, as the Church calls it. So we have to embrace our cross, my brothers and sisters, as painful as it may be. If our Lord Jesus had to suffer, who are we? Who are we to expect not to suffer? As the disciples of our Lord Jesus tells us, pick up your cross and follow me daily. We have to unite all our sufferings to the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through this gift that our Lord Jesus is offering us, through the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta, through this private revelation, we have the immense opportunity to make up on behalf of all the human race, to use every single act, all that we go through in life, all the suffering, all the pain, all the sorrow, to offer that up on behalf of all the human race, to compensate, to make up for the offenses done to our Lord Jesus. So this gift, my brothers and sisters, that is being offered to us through this writing, is that a gift? It's a gift. And we have to see it in that way. We have to embrace it. We have to understand it. We have to study it. We have to ask our Lord to give us the light that we need to have understanding, to enlighten our understanding. You know that one of the gifts that we received in the sacrament of confirmation is understanding. Another one is knowledge. So we have to ask the Holy Spirit to give us knowledge, to enlighten our understanding as we read the Book of Heaven, and to invest us with this truth, that the light of the Holy Spirit may penetrate our mind, our intellect, our will. We may be able to understand this gift and to live it. We may be able to be transformed into Jesus, our Lord, that we may become another Jesus. Let's continue. After this, I follow my sweet Jesus. But he was so afflicted and in suffering as to arouse pity. And I, tell me, my sweet Jesus, what is wrong? Why do you suffer so much? And my sweet Jesus told me, my daughter, I suffer because of the great sorrow of my will. My humanity suffers. It had its cross, but its life on earth was short. On the other hand, the life of my will in the midst of creatures is long. It has been already 6,000 years and will last even longer. And do you know who its continuous cross is? The human will. The human will, each act of the human will opposes to my will. And each act of my will, which it does not receive, it is a cross that it forms for my eternal volition. Let's stop here for a minute and let us try to understand this sentence. Our Lord Jesus explains to Luisa Picaretta that in his humanity he suffers, and it was for a short period of time, 33 years. And he tells us, his divine will suffers. Our Lord Jesus tells us that what causes suffering to him is the human will. Is the human will the cause of suffering? Each act that we do that is not in line with the divine will causes suffering to our Lord. For each act that we do and that our Lord Jesus does not receive praise, glory, honor, and adoration causes suffering to him. The Lord says, therefore, the crosses are innumerable. If you look at all creation, you will find it all full of crosses formed by the human will. Look at the sun. My divine will brings its light to creatures, and they take its light, but do not recognize who is it that brings that light. And my will receives so many crosses in the sun for as many as are those who do not recognize it, who while enjoying the light use that very light to offend that divine will which illuminates them. What our Lord Jesus is telling us is that in all the acts of creation, the love of God is there, telling us, shouting I love you. I love you. And that love has to be recognized, acknowledged, and correspond. So for every time that we do not correspond, the love of God present in the Son, present in the stars, the moon, the ocean, in all creation. Every time that we do not recognize the work of God in creation, we are forming crosses, our Lord says. Crosses for Him. Saint Francis of Assisi probably is one of the saints who resemble the most the innocence of our first parent, Adam. Saint Francis of Assisi is able to recognize the beauty of God, the creation of God in the sun, as he calls it, brother sun, sister moon, and praises and adores God. We find the beautiful canticle of Daniel, praising and adoring God in and through creation. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. All you stars of heaven, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Day and night, bless the Lord. How many times, my brothers and sisters, we take time to recognize the creation of God, the beauty that God has created for all of us. We take it for granted. And our Lord wants us to recognize His love in what He has done for us. So he tells Luisa Picarreta, every time that the creature takes and does not give me back, is forming crosses. We have to acknowledge the love of God, what he has done for us. And this is the way we do the rounds of creation. We thank God for creating the light for us. This is one of the first things we see in the book of Genesis. God created and He created light. Let it be light. And light was created. May the Lord give us light, wisdom and understanding. May the Lord grant us, may He grant us light to our intellect. May He give us the light of His Holy Spirit in our souls to be able to see this gift that He's offering to us through the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta, to embrace this way of living in His will, to unite all our acts in His will, to correspond to His love with the simple act of walking, with the simple act of blinking our eyes, with the simple act of eating, with the simple act of breathing, may he be praised and glorified. May he receive praise, glory, honor, adoration, thanksgiving, recognition, not only on our behalf, but on behalf of all the human race. May God receive praise, glory, and adoration, not only on our behalf, but on behalf of all those who received the light of the sun, and yet they ignore it. Our Lord Jesus, my brothers and sisters, wants to be recognized. He wants his love to be recognized, the love of the Father, the love of the Holy Spirit, the love of the Blessed Trinity, present in creation. That love wants to be recognized. That love wants to transform us to inundate our souls. You know that every time that we give praise, glory, honor, and adoration to God, by doing the simple act of thanksgiving for what we receive, when we unite that in the divine will of God, our souls, they expand and they suddenly acquire the capacity to receive that love that God wants to release, that ocean of mercy and love that he wants to relieve, to release upon the human race. But there are not enough vessels to put it. That's why he wants to shape us in this way, that we may be able to receive what he has for us. Our Lord Jesus says, "Oh, how hard and painful it is to do good and not to be recognized. How hard and painful it is to do good and not to be recognized." God wants to be recognized, my brothers and sisters. We can see this in the Gospels. When our Lord Jesus cleansed the 10 lepers in the Gospel, and only one came back to say thank you, to give recognition to our Lord Jesus for what he had done for him, our Lord Jesus said, "Where are the other 9? This tells us, my brothers and sisters, what our Lord is telling us here in this passage. How painful it is to do good and not to be recognized. Our Lord Jesus wants to be recognized. So we have, my brothers and sisters, to embrace this way of living. We have to habituate ourselves to give praise, glory, honor, and adoration to God. Not to take things for granted, but to recognize, to adore the giver, to acknowledge the giver of the gifts. Our Lord Jesus says, "The wind is full of crosses. Each of its blows is a good that it brings to creatures. and they take and enjoy that good, but do not recognize who the one is that in the wind refreshes them, purifies the earth for them, gives life to them. And so it feels itself being trust with nails of ingratitude and crosses at each blow of the wind. The water, the sea, the earth are full of crosses formed by the human will, who does not avail himself of water, of the sea, of the earth. Everyone does, and yet my will, which preserves everything and is primary life of all created things, is not recognized and is present in them only to receive crosses from the human ingratitude. Crosses from the human ingratitude. Every time, my brothers and sisters, that we take and we don't recognize, we form crosses. The Lord describes them as crosses from the human ingratitude. I want you, my brothers and sisters, to really stop and think about the magnitude of possessing this gift that the Lord is offering us. The Lord is giving us an opportunity to pay him back, not only on our behalf, but on behalf of all the human race, to give him thanks, praise, glory, honor, adoration, thanksgiving, not only on our behalf, but on behalf of all the human race. Think about this. That those souls who are in purgatory and they need to repay through this gift, we can offer our praise, our glory, honor, adoration to God. On behalf of those souls in purgatory, on behalf of those souls in purgatory, to help them. We can offer our pain, our suffering, our sorrow on their behalf, that they may be purified, that they may be released quicker, that they may go into heaven to live forever in the eternal presence of God, where the Book of Wisdom tells us there is no more pain, no more suffering, no more sorrow. To be able to go back to our God and Father. The souls of the just are in the hands of God. We belong to the hands of God, my brothers and sisters, to God our Father who loves us. So let us love our God and Father. Let us love Him. Let us adore him, let us glorify him by thanking him for creating the light for us, for creating the day, the night, the moon, the stars, the sea, the ocean, the earth, the air, all creation, all the elements. Let us love our God and Father. Let us give him, let us bring him all the praise, glory, honor, and adoration, telling him, I am not alone, Heavenly Father. I bring all creation with me that says, I love you. We love you. We thank you. We adore you. We glorify you. We need to stop and think about the magnitude of the gift that is being given to us, my brothers and sisters. To be able to appear before our Heavenly Father, to say, I bring all creatures and all creation with me, and we all say, I love you, I thank you, I glorify you, I praise you. With your own will, with your own love, with your own potency, with your own light. In that way, my brothers and sisters, that love will find its correspondence and no more crosses of ingratitude from the human will. No more crosses of ingratitude. Let's stop giving crosses of ingratitude. Let us adore our Heavenly Father. Therefore, the crosses of my will are numberless and more painful than those of my humanity. So more so, since my humanity does not lack some good souls who have comprehended its sorrow, its torments, the pains that they may suffer, and even my death, compassionating me and repairing for what I suffer in my mortal life. Throughout the human history, our Lord Jesus has called and continues to call souls to suffer. Victim souls. Luisa Picarreta is a victim soul. She suffered the wounds of the crucifixion in her body. Although hidden, nevertheless, she experienced the pain. And like her, we see other victim souls. They suffer to alleviate the suffering of our Lord. One of the ways that we can repair and we come to compassionate our Lord Jesus and to repair is through the hours of the Passion. By reading, meditating, immersing ourselves in those prayers, we come to compassionate Oh Lord, to alleviate his suffering. He tells us that during his early life, he suffered. But he tells us now his humanity doesn't suffer anymore. He has a glorious body. Although he can continue his suffering through us, if we unite our suffering to his cross, to that of his suffering. But when we form crosses of ingratitude, when the human will forms crosses of ingratitude, he tells us these crosses are numberless, continuous crosses that our humanity gives to him. So we need to recognize the gifts of God. We need to recognize the presence of the divine will. We need to embrace this gift. It is torments, the pains that the creatures made me suffer, and even my dead, some souls, our Lord Jesus tells Luisa Picarreta, who have suffered for the love of Christ to repair for the human ingratitude, to repair for those crosses of the human ingratitude. When we pray with hours of the Passion, we repair for all that our Lord Jesus suffered in his humanity. When we do the rounds of creation, we repair for the human ingratitude that takes and does not give back to God, who takes and does not recognize the giver, the creator, and the love that the Creator has put in every single thing. Our Lord Jesus tells us, on the other hand, those of my divine fiat are crosses which are not known, and therefore without compassion and without reparation. This is why the sorrow that my divine will feels in all creation is so great as to cause now the earth, the sea, now the wind to burst with sorrow. And its sorrow, it unloads scorches of destruction. This is the extreme sorrow of my will, which, unable to endure any more, strikes those who do not recognize it. Let's pause for a minute here again, just to recapitulate what we are reading. Our Lord Jesus tells Luisa Picarreta very, very clearly that when we unite our suffering to his suffering, then when we suffer out of love for him, when we do the hours of the Passion, we repair for what he suffered in his humanity, for the cross he carried out of love for us, to reconcile us with the Father. So we repair in that way. that portion, we can say. The other crosses that a human will cause to the divine will is the human ingratitude that we take and we don't recognize the giver, who is the giver of the gifts. So how do we compensate on that aspect? If when we unite our suffering to the Lord, to His cross, if when we meditate with the hours of the Passion, we repair what He suffered for us on the cross in His Passion, how do we compensate for all the human crosses of ingratitude? By giving recognition, by giving adoration, thanksgiving, by recognizing that He's present in all creation, and by corresponding to that love. Again, we need to understand the immensity of this gift. That this gift allows us to give to God at His own level, at His own scale, in a perfect and eternal way, on behalf of all the human race, not only on our behalf, but on behalf of all the human race, past, present, and future. And what it does to our soul, it expands our capacity to receive. It allows us to receive what others are not able to receive, because they are not here. And those who live in the time, they do not know the gift. Even for those in the future that will not know the gift and will take without giving thanks, without giving recognition. It allows God also to put into our vessels. It allows Him to put in us what others cannot receive. It allows God to release that immense amount of love, that ocean of love that He talks about in the revelation of divine mercy, to pour out and to release that ocean of love into the souls who are able to contain it. That's the magnitude of this gift. So we have to embrace it. We have to love it. And we have to beg God to give us understanding, to beg the Holy Spirit to give us light, to give us wisdom, knowledge, to give us the understanding of this gift. It is very important, my brothers and sisters. Let's continue. This is why I call you so very often to go around in all creation to make known to you what my will does in it. The sorrow of crosses it receives from creatures, so that you may recognize it in each created thing, love it, adore it, thank it, and be the first repair and consoler of a will so holy. This is what we do when we do the rounds of creation. We recognize what God has created. We love it. We adore God. We thank God. And we repair. In fact, only one who lives in the divine will can penetrate into its acts and recognize its sorrows. And with this very power, become the defender and the consoler of my will, which for many centuries has been living isolated and crucified in the midst of the human family. Every time we don't recognize the acts of creation, again, we create crosses of ingratitude, as our Lord Jesus calls them. But we are called through this gift to do the opposite, my brothers and sisters. If others offend God, we are called to repair for those offenses. If others ignore God, we are called to recognize Him. If others do not love God, we are called to love Him, to adore Him, to thank Him, to console Him. This is what we do through this gift, with every single act. Again, with a simple act of breathing, with a simple act of blinking our eyes, talking, working, sleeping, everything that is not a sin. Everything that is not a sin can be united to the will of God, to praise, to adore, to glorify Him, to love Him. Now, while Jesus was saying this, I look at the creation and I saw it as all full of crosses, which could not be counted. So many they were, and as the divine will issue its acts from itself to give them to creatures, the human will issue its cross to crucify those divine acts. What sorrow, what pain. And my beloved Jesus told me, my daughter, my eternal fiat has had an incessant act toward creatures from the moment it created the whole creation. But because my reigning will was missing in creatures, these acts were not received by them, and therefore remain suspended in the whole creation of my very divine will. Now, when I came upon earth, my first interest was to take into myself its incessant act, which had remained suspended within it, because it had not been able to take its place in the creature, and my humanity united to the world, first was to give place to this incessant act. giving satisfaction to it. And this was my unknown passion, the longest and most painful. And then I occupied myself with redemption. The first act in the creatures, the first act in the creature is the will. All other acts, whether bad or good, are in the secondary order. Therefore, I had to have, as first, the concern of placing in safety within myself all the acts of my divine will, descending down below to the human acts, to unite the two wills together, so that in seeing its acts being placed in safety, my will might reconcile with creatures. In the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, we see the two wills, the divine and the human. Our Lord Jesus is divine by nature, and he took our humanity. So in him, in his person, we see both God and man, human and divine. But his human will was always in union with his divine will, always. As he says, two wills together. But the human will never had one single act on its own. It was always united to the divinity of our Lord. It was always united to his divine will. And now the Lord says, now today I invite you to take into yourself these acts rejected by creatures, because my will continues its incessant act and remains with the sorrow of seeing it suspended within itself. For it finds neither anyone who receives them, nor anyone who wants them, nor anyone who knows them. Therefore, be attentive in working and suffering together with me for the triumph of the kingdom of my divine will. This part is very important, my brothers and sisters. When Adam and Eve, they detached themselves, they departed from the will of God. All these acts were suspended, our Lord Jesus tells us, because they were not able to receive them anymore and to correspond for these acts anymore. So what the Lord Jesus is saying, that in his humanity, he gave perfect correspondence, honor and adoration and thanksgiving to God the Father for all these acts. But they are there suspended, waiting for us to be able to come and also recognize them and to make them ours. And that's why he says, now I call you today to take into yourself these rejected acts by creatures. These acts were rejected, first of all, when Adam and Eve, they left the state of grace in which they were placed. And they are rejected every time we are not recognizing them. Our Lord says, I invite you to take into yourself these acts rejected by creatures, because my will continues. He says, it's incessant act. God continues to give us. God continues to give us life through the Son. In the book of Genesis, this is the first thing that God says, let it be light. And that light continues giving us its heat, its light, its benefits. God continues, God's will is in that act. It's a continuous act. The will of God is sustaining that. And what our Lord Jesus is telling us, I invite you to take into yourself this light, and to correspond me. I invite you to take. My will remains in sorrow, because I see these acts suspended. Nobody is there to take them, to make them theirs, to recognize them, and to give praise, glory, and adoration to God. But he says, I invite you to take them and to receive them. I invite you because there is no one who wants them, nor anyone who knows them. My brothers and sisters, through the gift given to us through the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta, we know that God is inviting us to receive what he has given us through creation, through the acts of creation, through the acts of redemption and sanctification. He wants us to know this gift. He wants us to know this gift because then his ocean of love and mercy will be released upon the human race, and how much we need that ocean of love and mercy to be poured out in today's world, my brothers and sisters. God wants to release that ocean of love and mercy, but he needs to find vessels. Therefore, be attentive in working and suffering together with me. Again, at the beginning of this passage, our Lord Jesus tells Luisa Picarreta how suffering shapes us, shapes our souls, how it fortifies us, how suffering gives us endurance, how suffering makes us holy, and how suffering configures us to Christ himself. So let us not reject pain and suffering, but he says, together with me, offer that suffering together with me for the triumph of the kingdom of my will. My brothers and sisters, there is now in this passage, our Lord Jesus is giving us the direction of what he wants. He's pointing us the way to suffer for the triumph of the kingdom of the divine will. In the Old Testament, my brothers and sisters, they were promised the Messiah. The Redeemer was promised that he will be born from the Virgin, that Emmanuel will come and save his people. And in the Old Testament, all the sufferings, all the sacrifices were offered for the coming of the Messiah. All the sacrifices for the coming of the Redeemer. Now our Lord Jesus is inviting us to offer all our suffering, all our pain, all our sacrifices, all our sorrow, and even our joy for the triumph of the kingdom of his divine will. In other words, for the fulfillment of the prayer of Jesus in the Our Father, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. All the sacrifices, all the prayers, all the fasting that we offer, my brothers and sisters, we have to offer it for the triumph of the divine will, for the triumph of the coming of the divine will to come and reign on earth as it is in heaven, as it reigns in heaven. If we look at the things we go through life, my brothers and sisters, in this way, that we offer everything for the fulfillment of the Our Father, for the fulfillment of the prayer that Jesus prayed, then we will be filled with strength and courage, knowing that our pain, our suffering is not wasted, that every time that we correspond, God's love in creation, in redemption, in sanctification, we offer that also, that adoration and thanksgiving and that correspondence for his kingdom to come and to reign on earth as it reigns in heaven. For that prayer of the Our Father to be fulfilled. This, my brothers and sisters, is the gift that our Lord Jesus is offering us through the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta. So I invite all of you to become acquainted with the writings of Luisa. I invite you to offer your prayers, your communions, your sacrifices. If you fast, if you abstain from eating meat on Fridays, offer that abstinence for the fulfillment of the Our Father, for the divine will to descend on earth as it reigns in heaven. If you have problems, offer that for the fulfillment of the Our Fathers. Pray the Rosary and offer it for the fulfillment of the Our Fathers. This is what our Lord Jesus is calling us to do, to minister to Him, to take away the crosses of the human ingratitude and to give correspondence to Him, to contribute for the fulfillment of the Our Fathers, to contribute with our sacrifice for the kingdom of the divine will to descend on earth and to reign on earth as it reigns in heaven. My brothers and sisters, as always, I invite you and I encourage all of you to unite all your acts to the will of God, to unite all your actions to the will of God, to be in the state of grace, to go to confession, to receive our Lord Jesus in the Eucharist in the state of grace, to read the Book of Heaven, and to offer your sacrifices, your joy, your adoration, your very self for the kingdom of the divine will to descend and to reign on earth as it reigns in heaven. Thank you for listening to us. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.